Hi guys, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Joe.
And today we're reading the second part of Oliver Twist, this novel by Charles Dickens. So far we know that Oliver is an orphan. His parents have died and he's grown up in an orphanage, a poor orphanage where all the children have no parents.
That's right, he's had a very tough life, and one day at the orphanage he was forced to go and ask for more gruel, which is this really kind of gross, disgusting food that they ate back then. And that led to him actually leaving the orphanage. Somebody said, well, I'll give you £5 if you just take him out of here.
Get rid of this child.
And there was an undertaker, a person who's in charge of running funerals. He offered to take Oliver in as his apprentice. So he went there, but that didn't work out either.
No, another apprentice was bullying him and making fun of his mother, who of course is dead, so it's not cool. So Oliver exploded and attacked him, got in trouble and ran away. With nowhere else to go, he headed for London, where he hoped he could get some jobs.
Now on the way there, he met this other boy named Jack. Jack said, hey, you can come to my place. I've got some food for you. It's a place you can stay. And that is where we left little Oliver Twist. So let's find out what happens to him next. Let's get into today's story.
Reading. Oliver Twist. When Oliver arrives at the home, he meets Jack's master, Fagin. He tells Oliver that all the boys there make wallets and handkerchiefs. Oliver, who is innocent to the point of being naive, believes Fagin. Eventually, Oliver goes out to make handkerchiefs with Jack and discovers what the boys really do: pick pockets. One day, Oliver teams up with Jack and heads onto the streets. He sees Jack steal from an old man's pocket and runs away in horror. The old man and several others rush after them, but only Oliver is caught. He is taken to court, but found innocent, and is so weak that he faints soon after. The old man, whose name is Brownlow, sees this and decides to adopt the poor Oliver. Brownlow's kindness amazes Oliver, who recovers quickly under his care. One day, Brownlow sends Oliver out to fetch some books. He runs into one of the kids from Fagin's gang, and they drag him back to their wretched hideout.
Okay, so our story continues. When Oliver arrives at the home, he meets Jack, this boy Jack Dawkins's master, who's called Fagin.
Yeah, back then they didn't really call, like if you had a boss, sometimes they called them master.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the title that they gave them. It was very formal in Victorian England. That's what it was known for. So they had all these formal terms that they would use. And then, he meets one of the other colorful characters of the story, Fagin. He tells Oliver that all the boys there make wallets and handkerchiefs.
Is that so? Okay. Well, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But Oliver, who is innocent to the point of being naive, believes Fagin. Okay, here we use the word innocent, I-N-N-O-C-E-N-T, innocent, and we're not talking about just you didn't do the crime. Here we're using innocent to describe somebody who kind of has no bad thoughts in their body. They're without any kind of sin. They're pure. And if you're innocent, you're kind of like, oh, I don't think bad thoughts. You know, I think everything is good. So the innocent girl, for example, accepts everything her parents tell her. She's like, yeah, mummy and daddy wouldn't lie to me. Great.
And that's the way Oliver is. He just believes it. Oh, you make wallets and handkerchiefs.
Oh, lovely.
Cool. I believe everything you say.
Mm.
In a way, he's being naive. That's another word we saw there. Naive is spelled N-A-I-V-E. It's an adjective, and it means having a lack of experience of the world or just having a simple nature.
Mm.
It's another way of saying that you basically believe what everyone tells you. Just whatever they say, you're like, oh, yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I believe everything you say again. You could say that it's naive that bad things never happen to good people. Bad things can happen to anyone. But
yeah.
If you believe that bad things never happen to good people, then you're being a little bit naive.
Yeah, you don't really know how the world works. Mm-hmm. Okay, so eventually, Oliver goes out to make handkerchiefs with Jack. Okay, Jack Dawkins, also known as the Artful Dodger. Very cool character in the book. And Oliver discovers what the boys really do, and that's pickpockets. Now, pickpockets, this is a phrase, and it means to steal from people by taking things from their pocket or from their handbags. And it usually takes place on a busy street when people are bumping into each other and somebody would just like, whoop, got your
and
wallet.
And there goes your wallet. Yeah, sometimes they pretend to just bump into you accidentally.
Yeah.
And then you're walking down the street and you're, where's my wallet?
Oh, no.
Where's my money? And then that's how they do it. They pick pockets. They take things from your pocket. And they often use little kids for this back then because they're small. Harder to see. They're quick.
Yes.
And they can get away in a crowd. They can run through people's legs and just escape.
Mm. So has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been pickpocketed?
I've never been pickpocketed, but I have had somebody try it.
Okay.
When I've been traveling.
Mm.
And it was, actually, it was a little kid who tried to do it. So I kind of caught the kid by the hand. He looked at me, I looked at him, and I let him go, and he ran away.
Okay.
So, luckily, he didn't get it. I'm not sure what I would have done if I saw him take the wallet. Would I chase him around or try and get it back? It's tough to say because it's a little kid.
Yeah.
And a poor little kid. So what can you do?
I know. Well, it's today's shortcut for you, pickpockets, okay? So to learn more about this phrase, let's go to our video and we'll be back in a second.
Shortcut for you.
Let's hurry. We need to get on the train.
Sure, sure. It was just so crowded back there. Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
My wallet's gone. I think someone picked my pocket.
Who picked up your pocket? Did you drop it?
To pick somebody's pocket means to steal something from somebody's pocket.
Oh, I see. Pick somebody's pocket is...
Right. I think someone picked my pocket and stole my wallet.
What can we do now?
I'm gonna find them and pick their pockets.
Oh, no!
Okay, so before we left, we found that Oliver Twist had joined up with a group of boys called Jack Dawkins and their master Fagin, and they pick pockets. They steal from people on the streets. And the story continues. One day, Oliver teams up with Jack. They work together, and they head onto the streets.
All right, so they're going to go pick some pockets. They're going to go. He's going to go learn how to do this, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he sees Jack steal from an old man's pocket and runs away in horror. So Jack goes, and he steals the wallet, or he steals some money. Oliver, he's very innocent, remember. He's never seen anything like this. He runs away in horror. Horror is spelled H-O-R-R-O-R. It's a strong, painful feeling caused by something scary or shocking. So this was really shocking to him. He's never seen anything like this. We could say the girl screamed in horror when she saw the rat in the kitchen.
Ugh.
Who likes rats?
Nobody.
They're gross. They're disgusting.
Okay, so the old man who was pickpocketed and several others rush after them. They chase the boys, but only Oliver is caught. More bad luck for Oliver.
Yeah,
he didn't even do it.
Yeah, he's just a hard luck kid. Everything bad is always happening to him. He's the only one that gets caught. Everyone else gets away. So what's going to happen to Oliver? Well, he is taken to court but found innocent and is so weak that he faints soon after. So he goes to court. That's where you go if you are accused of a crime. They have a trial. So they say, well, he did this, he did that. Here's the evidence.
Yeah,
here's the proof. Here's some witnesses. Yeah, who saw it? But they actually find him innocent. They say, well, he did not do it. But he's very weak, and then he faints. Yeah, that's what fainting is. It means to briefly lose consciousness. Like, this can happen, say, if you don't get enough food or water. Or
too hot.
Too hot, or if you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
You just fall down. You kind of go to sleep momentarily. We might say, like, John faints at the sight of blood. Sometimes if you see something really shocking, it can make you faint as well.
Yeah, you just kind of drop down just for a minute or a few seconds and then come round again. So the old man, this is the guy who was pickpocketed, the old man, whose name is Brownlow, sees this and decides to adopt the poor Oliver. He sees him faint and he kind of feels, oh, I feel very sad for this boy. I'm going to adopt him. So to adopt, spelled A-D-O-P-T, adopt, is to legally recognize and kind of confirm that something that's not yours is now yours, okay? So you can adopt a child, you can say, okay, this boy had no father, now I'm going to legally make him my son, okay? For example, the stray dog was adopted by a kind and generous family. They said, okay, that dog's our dog now. Here's the paperwork.
That's right. It just becomes legally yours. So some people, they adopt children, too.
Yep.
If they, maybe if they can't have kids of their own, or if maybe they just want to help out a child in need, they will adopt them. So that's what Brownlow does. He adopts Oliver, takes him in, and this might be the first lucky break that he's ever had in his life. Now, Brownlow's kindness amazes Oliver, who recovers quickly under his care. So he's had nothing but bad luck. He's been in orphanages. He's been bullied.
Workhouses.
He's been bullied in workhouses. Mm. He's joined a gang of pickpockets just because he thought they made wallets and handkerchiefs.
Yep. He's now, been arrested.
Yeah, he's been arrested, gone
been to court.
He's not even 10 years old yet.
Mm.
But now he's in the care of this kind old man, and he is amazed. Amaze is spelt A-M-A-Z-E. It means to surprise someone greatly. So we could say, like, the audience was amazed by the singer's performance. They were very surprised by, like, the skill of the singer. Oliver is amazed by kindness because, well, he's never really experienced it before. This is a first for him.
Yeah, he can finally start living a good life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one day, Brownlow sends Oliver out to fetch some books, okay? If you fetch, F-E-T-C-H, fetch something, you go somewhere to get something and bring it back, okay? There's a famous nursery rhyme which says, Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail or bucket of water.
There's also a game we play, like if you have a dog, you call it playing fetch. Like you throw a stick or a ball, the dog goes and gets it and brings it back. He fetches it. So that's what it means to fetch. But Fagin sent him out to
Brownlow,
to get
Brownlow.
The books. Yeah.
Get
send
the books, bring them back
get
to
the
me.
Books. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring them back.
So, however, he runs into one of the kids from Fagin's gang. Oh no, that's one of the criminals, the pickpockets. And they drag him back to their wretched hideout. So they grab him, they bring him back, okay, to their wretched hideout. Now, wretched means miserable. It's in a poor condition. So similar to the word we looked at yesterday, run down. So it's sad, it's unhappy there, it's not a nice place, okay? For example, the animals in the zoo live in such wretched conditions that the zoo was closed down. As you said, no, these animals are too sad, they're too poor, they can't live here, we're closing the zoo.
We also saw the word hideout, and this is a place, or a word we often use when we're talking about evil villains, or generally bad guys.
Yeah.
We say they live in a hideout, or they have a hideout somewhere. Hideout is just a combination of the words hide and out, so it's spelt H-I-D-E-O-U-T. It means a safe place to hide from danger, especially from the police.
Ah.
So if you're hiding from the police, you've probably done something wrong. We could say the pirates had a secret hideout on a small island. Okay, and these guys, this Fagin's gang, they have a hideout too. So it's where they run to after they steal wallets or money or valuables of any kind. They steal it, go back to the hideout where the police cannot find them. And that's where poor Oliver is taken back to now.
More bad luck.
Yeah, he had this lucky break.
Yeah,
Brownlow found him, took him in. He had this small window of hope.
Yep.
And then it gets snatched away from him, and
right,
he's back with Fagin's gang.
With the criminals and the pickpockets. Mm. So that's not good for Oliver. But to find out what happens to him in the end, you're going to have to join us tomorrow to find out the third and final part of the story. Right now, we're going to move on to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Alright, so today's chat question talks a bit about Oliver's personality. We found out that he was an innocent boy. He was kind of naive. He didn't understand that bad things happen in the world, and he believed things that people said. He believed Fagin when Fagin said, "Oh, we just make handkerchiefs here, nothing bad." And so our question for today is, how can being too innocent be a bad thing, Joe?
Well, if you're too innocent, it makes it easy for bad people to take advantage of you. Mm. Just like we saw in the story, Fagin was able to take advantage of Oliver's innocence because he would believe anything he said. He said, "We make wallets and handkerchiefs," and he just said, "Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Why would he lie to me?" And then that allowed them to just bring Oliver into the gang and just make him a pickpocket with them, even though he never ended up really taking anything from other people. So it's good to have some innocence, like little kids, for example.
Yeah.
If you're a parent, you never want your kid to lose their innocence.
Yeah, you don't want them to know all the bad things that happen in the world, because you don't want them to be sad. You want them to be happy and believe the world is a good place.
But on the other hand, as you grow up, you need to learn those things because you need to watch out for them. You need to be careful or cautious because there are people out there who will try to take advantage of you, to try to maybe
trick you, steal your money, make you do bad things.
Like if you were completely innocent, for example, one of the common things, maybe you've got one of these emails before. You get one of those emails that says, "Hi, I'm from this country. I'm a member of the royal family, but I had to run away, and I need your help to get money out of my bank account there. So just send me a million NT, and I will get the money out, and I will give you 4 billion NT later."
4 billion?
Yeah,
wow!
And if you were innocent, you'd be like, "All right,
sweet!
This is
have my money!
Yeah, here's my money, and I'll just sit here and wait for you to reply."
Yes.
And wait.
And wait.
And wait. And nothing happens. Mm. But of course, if you're not that innocent, you would know instantly.
Hang on.
Yeah,
wait a minute. This isn't real.
It's too good to be true. That's a phrase we often use. If you're innocent, you would believe it. If you're not, you'd say, "That's too good to be true. I don't believe that at all." And you would just let it go. So I think that's where being too innocent can become a problem.
Yeah, you kind of want to watch out for those bad things. It's great to be innocent, but other people can kind of lead you into practical jokes even. I mean, innocent children will believe Santa Claus is real. So that's great. It's
He's not
fun at Christmas. Wait.
You said what about Santa Claus?
Okay, we might need to stop this here so I can break the unfortunate truths to Joe.
Yeah, let's
move
do that.
On. Mm. Okay, so come back tomorrow and we'll find out what happens at the end of Oliver Twist, okay? Thanks for watching us. This is Pat and...
And I'm Joe.
For English For You. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Sentence For You.
Ah, I'm so addicted to those smartphone games lately, and I've been collecting those daily login gifts. 我最近超着迷于手机游戏，一天到晚都在收集那些每天登录的宝物。 I have already collected so many gifts that I am so proud of myself. However, this morning I just deleted the game by accident. 天哪，好不容易搜集了好多，结果今天早上不小心把游戏APP删了。 I'm so angry to the point of slapping myself. 生气的想要掌我自己嘴了。 OK, 当我们用句型 to the point of being something, 就有着到了一个什么样的 point, 到了一个什么样的点要说的呢就是到达什么样的程度的意思哦。本课课文 Oliver, who is innocent to the point of being naive, believes second.Oliver 好单纯啊，单纯到 naive 几乎傻的这种程度，轻易的就相信了 Fagin。 大家有没有更加清楚 to the point of 就是像课文例句讲到什么样程度的意思了呢？没关系，我们再看一个例句。 Tom and Henry were arguing about who's the best player on Real Madrid。 Tom and Henry 他们两个人呢在争辩谁是足球队皇家马德里最强的球员。 They argued to the point of fighting with each other。 他们吵得好凶，吵到几乎要打起来的地步哦。这句话呢你也可以用 so 点点点 that 点点点太怎么样以至于的这个句型哦，改写为 They argued so hard that they were almost fighting with each other， 吵得太凶哦，以至于要打起来了。这种到达什么程度的说法，我们很熟悉的单词 close 也可以这样使用哦。 close 作为动词呢就是关起来的意思，作为形容词呢则有很接近靠近的意思哦。例如 The Carpenters 木匠兄妹呢他们有一首金曲 Close to You， 中文呢就是靠近你。所以呢我们也可以用 close to 后面加上一个状态、哦、来表示很接近那样的程度。例如呢，力宏 posted the news that he got married through 微博，巨星王力宏透过微博 po 文表示已婚。 Upon knowing the news Alice was broken hearted and close to tears。 当知道这个新闻的时候， Alice 心碎的 close to tears 很接近眼泪、哦、也就是心碎的要哭了的意思哦。 And now we're close to the end of today's sentence for you。 OK， 下次见，拜拜咯。
Oliver Twist。 When Oliver arrives at the homeHe meets Jack's master, Fagin. He tells Oliver that all the boys there make wallets and handkerchiefs. Oliver, who is innocent to the point of being naive, believes Fagin. Eventually, Oliver goes out to make handkerchiefs with Jack and discovers what the boys really do.Pick pockets. One day, Oliver teams up with Jack and heads onto the streets. He sees Jack steal from an old man's pocket and runs away in horror. The old man and several others rush after them, but only Oliver is caught.He is taken to court, but found innocent, and is so weak that he faints soon after. The old man, whose name is Brownlow, sees this and decides to adopt the poor Oliver. Brownlow's kindness amazes Oliver, who recovers quickly under his care.One day, Brownlow sends Oliver out to fetch some books. He runs into one of the kids from Fagin's gang, and they drag him back to their wretched hideout. Vocabulary Review.
Innocent. The small child is innocent and doesn't know about the dangers in the world. Horror. I screamed in horror while watching the scary movie alone. Faint. The singer's fan fainted during the show because she was so excited.Adopt. We want to adopt a child from a poor home and raise them as our own. Amaze. The magic show amazed everyone because they couldn't understand how it worked. Fetch. My dog can fetch toys or bones when I throw them in the park.